Linda Sarsour, forget about everything in Rittenhouse trial, he should not have had a gun. By Hannah Blow on November 22, 2021. Far left, anti-Israel activist Linda Sarsour participated in a live conversation on Instagram with Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis as part of what is branded an interfaith response to white supremacy in the context of Kyle Rittenhouse's not guilty verdict, stating that she did not want to have a conversation on whether Rittenhouse acted in self-defense, because she does not believe he should have possessed a gun in the first place. During the conversation, Sarsour made it clear that she was not interested in actually examining the details of the case, such as if Rittenhouse acted in self-defense on that night of rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I also don't believe a 17-year-old boy has the maturity and is even legal to be carrying an assault weapon, a semi-automatic assault weapon. And that's something that's important for people to understand in the particular situation, she began. So that no matter what people want to say, self-defense, not self-defense, I don't want to have that conversation, she stated, admitting her desire to willfully ignore key facts of the case. The question was it legal for Kyle Rittenhouse, as a minor, to even be carrying a semi-automatic weapon? Who's going to get held accountable just for that piece? Forget about everything else that you heard at the trial, she said. Notably, Judge Bruce Schroeder ultimately ruled in favor of the defense's request to have a firearms charge against Kyle Rittenhouse dismissed in Kenosha County Court, noting that the Wisconsin statute was unclear about exceptions for those over 16 years old but under 18 years old if the gun were a long-barreled rifle, as Breitbart News detailed. The rifle was not short-barreled. However, Sarsour made it clear she was not interested in details of the trial and continued, calling for accountability from the police, asking why weren't they protecting the people if it was true there were rioters in the area. So my question was, why did a 17-year-old boy believe that he had to take matters into his own hands when the law enforcement was there? So law enforcement must be held accountable. She added, making another comparison to the 2014 case of 12-year-old Demir Rice, who was fatally shot by police. He was carrying a replica toy gun at the time. So if you're going to defend Kyle Rittenhouse to carry a semi-automatic rifle, and you're not going to defend Demir Rice and you were silent on Demir Rice, then you are a hypocrite, Sarsour said, attempting to connect two completely different cases. Lewis chimed in, bringing the conversation back to race. When I say in the world, whiteness causes us to have two legal systems, I want someone to show me that I'm wrong, Lewis said. They can't, Sarsour replied. The law for black and brown people in this nation is not the same one as the one for the white people in this nation. Period. And that's why we need critical race theory taught in our law schools, Lewis continued as Sarsour nodded along. Watch.